raw achi is tovu. You have to have kedusha on it. You have to let it pasture in the field until it becomes a bamum, and then the yimcha. Then you can sell it. The yipul domu in the dover. And with the money, you have to sell in the dover to buy a korban in the dover for the mizbeach. But because once the kedusha was chal, the kedusha does not go off it. Rashi says, "Nitzar shaliba nekfoy nigvu matzish." The Gemara says, since a person has liba nokfoy, it bothers him a little bit whether he really did the chet or not. The ma'aseh liba is bothering him. Therefore, the ma'aseh meant to be matzish the korban. Even though it's chal that he did not do the chet, but right now he meant to be matzish the b'lev shalom. Therefore, the kedusha is chal. Therefore, you have to wait till it becomes a bamum. Rabbi Lezer says, "Yakriv, no, you can be matzish it. Bring us the korban. Shim einoy." If you don't live for this chet, bring us another chet. Rashi says he goes to time and he says the Gemara increases that misnad the Rosh Hashanah b'chol yom. A person can bring him a person in the dove and Rosh Hashanah. And he holds misnamah for sure. Person did a chet, therefore he could bring a Rosh Hashanah even though you don't know for sure which chet. Here, even though it came out that the chet you thought you did was not a chet, still the korban could be brought. So that's the halacha if you realize this before you made a shechita. What's going to be the halacha mishanishchat noideloi? That's after you made a shechita on the korban, then you first found out that you did not do a chet. The halacha is adam yishofer, adam has to be spilled out. The noma mitzvah is to bring the korban, because it's like chulim shenishchatu b'yazar, Rashi says. So adam, the blood should be spilled out. For yabosi yisarv, you have to burn the meat. What's going to be nizur kadam? Let's say you already made this rikas adam, and then you found out that you did not do the chet. So abosa yechol, you're allowed to eat the meat, means the kanim can eat the meat. Rashi says, the kanim shall sofit bo mitchiloso, or b'shav kapros, or dainos rika, kati sofakoya. Therefore, it's called the good korban, the kanim can eat from it. Rabbi Yossi, and we read like this, Rabbi Yossi yomer, afilu ha'dam b'koy, even if the dam is still in the cup, and before you made this rika, now he found out that he did not do a chet, he are still Yisroel, you're allowed to make this rika. For Yabos the Yechon, you're allowed to eat the meat also. So what's the machlokes here? For Yomar Rav says that Rabbi Yossi is B'shitas Rabbi Shimon. Now Rabbi Yossi calls the Kodesh B'shitas Rabbi Shimon. The Yomar that he says the Klal is, Kol Oymet Lizrek as Kuzarek Dami. So it's considered like it's Oymet Lizrek, like you made his rika. Here, as soon as you made the Kabbalah Saddam, the dam is in the kais, it was fit to Oymet to make his rika. But since there was time to make a zrika, at that time you did not realize that you did not do a chet. So there was a time for the zrika to be done, the teres nashem toli, therefore it's considered that the zrika was done, even though later you realized you did not do the chet. But still, since there was a zman when the zrika could have been done, the hechsher, you still have the right to do the zrika now, and the korban is kosher. So Morris says, and why? Because goes of Shimli Shitai, goes like he calls Reb Yosi, also Reb Shimon, that he says Kolayim and Lizrik is Kazorik Dami. So who are we seeing by Zrika Saddam? We do say this Svaros Kaimin is Kazorik Dami. Tomorrow says Midi Hu Taima Amri the Rarova Mishmei Reb Yosi Mechanino. So Tomorrow is the question, like who says that's the reason? Like Rashi says Midi Hu Taima Kolayim. So he Taima Reb Yosi Mishmei Kazorik Dami. Who said that's Shan Reb Yosi? And he goes like Reb Shimon because he said Kolayim and Lizrik. We're saying now you did not say Kolayim and Lizrik Kazorik Dami. Maybe that's not the Pshan Rabbi Yossi. Like, Midi Utaino? Samur says, no. Amri b'ma Rabbi Tzeren Eretz Yisrael, v'shmet Rabbi Yossi bar Chanino. Like this, that Haino Taim, the reason, what the reason of Rabbi Yossi is, Haino Taim the Rabbi Yossi, that the Ksavi holds that Klisharis, Mekadishin, Esapsum Lechatchilo. We cover, that since the Dam came into a Klisharis, it's Mekadish the Dam, that you should make a Krov, you should make a Zrika now, even though the Dam becomes possible. Rashi says Klisharos could go in high place. Shiniskaba boy hadam is mekachin esapsulim. Shenim sulim agam like agavna. It's not really possible. Just here you found out that you do not do the chet. But since when it first came into the kli, it was aimed to make a zrika. Therefore, the klisharos is mekadoshit that right now lechatchil you still have a right to make a zrika. Not because kol aimed lizrik is kazar dami. The new svara that a klisharos is mekadoshin esapsulim lechatchil lekara. Oh, Malay Rav Ashi, Rav Kano, so Rav Ashi said that Rav Kano, Midi Yom, Rabbi Shimon, since Rabbi Shimon says, Koloi Mek Lizrik is Kazorov Dami. So Lechura, Koloi Mek Lizrik Ma Mikasarov Dami, who I didn't, it should be, that Koloi Mek anything that's aimed to burn, should also be called like it's burned. So Rashi says, the most question is now, That's what was the Havamina. They said that Pshat from Rabbi Yossi is that the Havamina was Rabbi Yossi goes according to Shitas Rabbi Shimon that we hold Kolayim and Lizwik is Kizaru Dami. It's said like Zrika was done already. So if you hold that Svaru, the same Svaru should be by Sreifa, that Kolayim and Lizwik should also be Kizaru Dami. And so, Noiseru Poro Amai Mitamutum Seichlin. Why do we say that the Mita became Noiser, or the Poraduma? Is Makabatum Seichlin. Even though you want to say that Hanish Nasa Kosha is not called Osir Banur, but our Koponim, since it's aiming to be burnt, it should be considered like it's burnt already. So it's like Ofer, and Ofer dust is not Makabatumma. So why is the Paraduma, why is the Nisa Makabatumma? It should be Afra Biyamaninu. Or Malay, you have to back like this, no, Chibas HaKodesh Makshirosan, Kozman, there's a Chiv, Hakrover on them, that Makshir them, to give it a Shem Tumma. See, even though on one point this Oymid Lisra to serve Dami, but since still there's an Oymid to have an Avoida done with it, therefore it's still called Kaichon. That's called Chibas HaKodesh. Like the attachment that it has to the Hegdish, to the Kodesh, to the Akrovam, is Machshiros and it makes it to Mekabal Tumma. Oh, Malay Ravid Maravashi, then he, the Mahanya Luhu Chibas HaKodesh. Liyev Sule de Gufay, true the Chibas HaKodesh helps. There should be Chalap Sulaguf, but Likru Tomei Nami Lemimbi Berisha Vesheni. In other words, the question of the Chur Chibas HaKodesh only helps to be mastered, and in itself it can become puzzle. The Tum only makes the psul on it. But the Gufa Likori Tomei Nami Lemimbi Berisha Vesheni doesn't help. By the Chur, really, it's not called an Eichel here. It's Kesarov Domi. It's only the Chibas HaKodesh. Does the Chibas HaKodesh make it mamash like an Eichel to have a din of Rishon and Sheni? If so, Tishit should be pushed here to Boy Rashlaka Shester for Shiloh. That the Boy Rashlaka Shester Shiloh, Surir Shom Menachis. If you have these pieces of Menachis, means the pieces of Menachis, Meinah Bar Rishon V'Sheni, when it becomes Tomei, does it make a Rishon Tomei and Sheni L'Tomo? Or Yein Meinah Bar Rishon V'Sheni? Why? Because this Surir Shom Menachis, it's not really an Eichel, it's only a Chibas HaKodesh. See how the Shiloh, whether the Chibas HaKodesh makes it to Mehavadin, Rishon V'Sheni or not? So here we should be a person, yes it is. The Rashi here means, Sored means, Oyova Ktsasna, a little thick part of the Selis. Shlo Nogu B'Shem and didn't touch the oil. It wasn't Hukhsha. Still if Hashem touches it, it's Mekabal Toma, because of Chibas HaKodesh. And Rosh Lakha said, in such a case, you have a Shiloh, does it become a Rishon or not, or a Sheni or not? So, according to Halal Gemara, we should be pushed, yes, that does become a Rishon and a Sheni. Gemara says, Ki mi bodel Rosh Lakish di Raisa, ki karmina de Rabbonim. Rosh Lakish is Shiloh, is what's going to be in the Raisa? The Raisa, that the Chibas HaKodesh makes it into an Eichot of a Kabbal Tumma, is that strong enough for the Raisa to give it a Shem Rishon and Tumma, and a Rishon makes a Sheni? That's his Shiloh. Here in Halal Gemara, we're saying, yes, it does make a Rishon and a Sheni. He is only the gate to the Rabbanan. Rashi says, Ki Kamal Yel, the Metamatumas Echlan, the Mashma, Filu Limnus, Rishi Mishani. And we said before, yes, it does have a Tumas Rishi Mishani. I'll tell you, Midi Rabbanan, some of the Rabbanan, the Tolan, Esa Shani, in Kodeshu, the Ensoth and Kodeshim of Tumas Rabbanan, and with Doa Din Tolan, the Nechnam, and Midi writes the fact, it's a Sophic, whether the Chibas HaKodesh can give something a Tumas Rishi Mishani. That there would be in Kodeshu before it is, that's only midrabbanim. Yes, Mishnah says like this: Ha'im ne'heray alay b'machavas. Someone says he's mechayiv himself to bring a mincha of a machavas, this type of a mincha. And instead of that, the heavy b'macheshes, he brings it in the macheshes, in the deep pin. Instead of bringing it in the flat pin, he brings it in the deep pin. That's the opposite way. B'macheshes, he says he's menadav to bring a minchas macheshes, and the heavy b'machavas, he brings it in a machavas. Halacha is Mashavi Havi, what he brings to his kosher, it's called the good mincha, the mincha of Kshera, but Yedecha Vosala Yot, he's not Mekai Mishayv. Kur Chosop, the same halacha like Svochim, the Shech the Zeba Shvel Lishmo, so the Kovrin is kosher, just you're not Yot, so you're Chayv. Yeah. What's going to be Zu Lohovi Vemachlas? He says what Zu, not Harei Allah, he doesn't make a Chiv upon himself, not because there's a Nedev. Or tell us in the Dova, he says, Zu, this one is Nedova, Lohovi B'machvas, and it says the Hebi v'Macheshes, he brings it in Macheshes, but also the opposite way, it says the Macheshes, the Hebi v'Machvas, has a raise of Psula. Here the Maisa Psula, because he's Mishana the Mincho from the way he made in the Nidah before. But this is only Nidah, it's not a Chid upon you. So here we set that as Psula. Rashi explains it, Rashi says, but says, a raise of Psula, Rashi says, what the Kova Kli, he was Kaveya Kli, she Hiskabo, he ain't Yochel Ishnoisel Kliachem. A sincere, he said, her raise do. He said clearly the Kli, so he can't change around into another Kli. This here is Psula. In the way she didn't say the Kli. Here he says, the Kli, a Zul Havi Bimachavas, here is Psula. What's going to be if he says, her Rei Yalai Shnei Yisrenim, Lovi Bikliachet. A regular Mincha is only one Yisrael. Here he's Minchayet himself to bring two Yisrenim of flour, but to bring it in one Kli. The Havi Bishnei Kalim, and instead he went and brought it in two Kalim. He brought two menachas, each one an Yisrael in each Kli. Or else, Bishnei Kalim, he says, I'm going to bring these two Yisraelim and two Kalim. The Havi Bikli Yechad, he ended up bringing it in one Kli. So again, Mashavi Havi, what he brought to Arki, it's kosher, it's a good mincha. But the Dechavos of the Yossi is not Mekayim Mishchayv. His Chayv was to do the way he said it, he wasn't Mekayim Mishchayv. What's going to be so clearly, Eilu Lahobi Bikli Yechad, so like these two Yisraelim here should be brought in one Kli. And then the Havi Bishnei Kalim brought in two Kalim. Well, the opposite way. So clearly these two Esraelim should be brought, Bishnei Kalim, should be brought in two Kalim. They did the Kli Yechad, he brought it in one Kli. So again, Harei Lepsulim, the same you say, since he mentioned the Kli here, he was Kaveir, it has to be either in two Kalim or in one Kalim, and you would do it the opposite way, and Echnami, then Harei Lepsulim is like Apostle. What's going to be if somebody says, Harei Yolai Shnei Esraelim, Lovet the Kli Yechad. There's a chiv upon himself, a rei olai, a chiv upon himself to bring two Esraim. He also says, in one Kli, Vedu Bishnei Kalim, and he brought it in two Kalim. So before we had to say that it's kosher, Shashinat Yotzi Yechayv. Omru Loi, they said back to him, the Kli Yechad Nodarti, I was, you made a net to bring it in one Kli. Ikrivam Bekli Yechad, Ksherim, or Bishnei Kalim Sulim. And in this case, the Omru Loi, what they say back to him at this, that the Kliyech and the Dark, you made a nether to bring it in one. I can bring it in two. So it depends. If the person changes his mind now when he grieves him a Kliyech, Taka brings it in one Kli, then Taka's Sherim. But Bishnei Kalim, if the guy still leaves it in two Kalim, then it's Taka Psulim. Because here also, he said the Kli, so he's Kaveh to bring in the Kli. As I realized, Shnei Yisraelim loved the Kliyechod, he was Kaveh in one Kli, so if he ends up bringing in two Kalim, it's Taka Psulim. What's going to be, he says, also, Lashon of Hare Yolai Shnei Yisraelim Lohavi B'Shnei Kalim. It's chayav to bring two Yisraelim in two Kalim, of course, two separate menachas. Ve'eva B'Kliyech, and he ends up bringing both of them in one Kli. Some of them, the Kohanim say to him, listen, B'Shnei Kalim Nadarpi, you made another bring him in two Kalim. Say, grieve him, B'Shnei Kalim Shem, if he changes his mind now, it's like it brings them in two Kalim, it's like a Sherim. But in the son of B'Kliyech, he only leaves them in one. We had before is even though they're mixed up, but the ends of them are separate, that you can make a knitcha from each one separately, in a time then it's kosher. But if it got mixed up completely, that you can't even make a knitcha at the two ends, then tak is psula. That's what the Mishnah says. So the Gemara says about utzricha. We have to have both cases in the Mishnah. Utzricha. Diash min an hach kamaisi. We would have just heard the first case. Mishum diyama b'machavas v'kamaisi b'macheshes. He said in the machavas, and then he ended up bringing them in the Macheshes. Avol hocho di divi di v'machavas. But here both of them were brought in the Machavas. Just he said two and one. Di divi di v'macheshes. Eimu maybe you named Nidroi na miyotza. Maybe you'd be yotzi in the other also. The first Mishnah says a case of v'machavas and Macheshes, and then it says a case of two Esrein and the one Esrein. So I want to say by two and one you even yotzi de Nidroi. Kalash no, you're not yotzi de Nidroi either. V'yashmin and hach, only the case of two Yisraelim and one Yisraelim, mishum de kaponaglu, because you divide it in half. Like you're supposed to bring two in one, and you brought in two Kalim, so you divided them in half, that's worse. I will host them to lay ponagday, but in the first case, in the ratio, we said to bring in a machabas, and you brought in a macheshes, I would have thought to say, eim aloi, that since it's all in one kli, maybe lemaisi mekayim yinedir also, tzricha. see the machlokes in both cases tell me that even though the menachas are kosher, for the ma'isa you're not yotzi then nidroi. And the other was to bring dafka in the machabas, whatever you said, because dafka to bring two and not to bring it in one keli, so therefore, that's chiddush, you're not yotzi neder. Yeah. That's why I need the machlokes in both places two times the Mishnah. Nothing more says, turn around, what about this? Ma shehevi hevi, enechanami. But with the nidra lo yotza, like it says in our Mishnah, but Rabbi Shimon Omer, after the nidra nami yotza, Rabbi Shimon says no, even yotza the nidra yoso, like we had Shani Rabbi Shimon in the first Mishnah, in the Masechta, that he holds that our shino machshava that we see clearly is sheker is not called the shino machshava, so therefore he holds the yotza. After the nidra is also yotza. Rashi says. Where Akula Masnis Rashi says Polig, Tiksova Chavius the Monalav Kli, you also hold in the Sefer. Even though you said clearly the name of a Kli, that means nothing. A Kvius the Kli, according to Rabbi Shimon, is not called a Kvius. Therefore, even Yotzi and Neder in the Sefer also. Now it says one Mishnah, he says Zula Hoviv Machbas. As you mentioned clearly the Kli, so we hold it's possible. I, Vatanya, we learned, Loi Tichum Kli Sharis. But the Klisharis was not Mekadosh. Rashi says, for Tanya Lekitchem, Oysom Klisharis Shehevi Boy, Vechivon de Lekitchem, Amai Tsulais, Homotzelad Rino, Vleyesui Yvyesen Kelim Shinoda. As if you made a nether to bring it in a Machabas, and you put it in a Macheshis, so the Bryce it says it's not even Kiddush, there's no Klisharis Kli on it. In Solokhu it's not to Kodush, so take it out of this Kli and put it into the right Kli. What does the Mishnah say as Tsula? When in Brisa says Lo Tichum means the current, it doesn't receive the Kedusha to bring it on the Mizbeach, to be marked with it. Avo Tichum Nisso, provided there is a certain amount of Kedusha Tchal on this Menocha, this Mincha, the flower, that got into this Machavas, even though it's supposed to be in the Macheshes, but now you put it into the Machavas, Avad it does get Kedusha, that's Tzula, you can't use it, you can't redo it. Therefore Tzula. From Rabbi Abaye says, Lo Shon, when do we say this?